Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with an available GPS-linked solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
Through love, all pain turns to medicine. Rumi.
Deborah Hutchison lives with her husband in a log cabin in the woods of Brown County. She divides her time among writing, immersion in nature, playing music, and service as a spiritual director and lay pastor in a local congregation. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Deborah, please read to us.
Choosing. On this resplendent morning, I carry coffee and laptop out to the picnic table. 2 weeks I've had the place to myself, and I'm finally ready to begin. Getting here has been like walking clenched-jawed through a hurricane. All you can do is lean forward, keep going, let it strip away everything that isn't bound to bone. Yet even here, where leaves flutter each aflame and the hawk's red cry draws spirit into a sky intense with being, I've brought along the mower of lawns, who sees nothing poetic about grass so tall it sparkles. Don't tell me that going somewhere else might help. Once, on retreat, my notebooks and pens neat and ready in my room, I talked the nuns into letting me weed the monastery gardens. Better sunburn and dirt under my nails than an empty page. I have to learn to do it here. There's some faculty I must fortify, the one that, faced with a garden full of flowers and of weeds, chooses, just for now, the rose. Walking on Water. Walking on Water 1. It's all done with mirrors. Tricky, yes, and I have to remember to wear underpants, but all in all, much easier than liquid. Walking on Water 2. The pond. It is a pond, isn't it? Something placid, small. The pond is silted in and shallow, and I'm wearing 4-inch platform shoes. Walking on Water 3. Way off in the distance, I'm coming toward them down an asphalt road, and between them and me is one of those shimmery mirages that look like water. Walking on Water 4. I could do it once, before I learned to walk this world. Then I knew the wordless word that invites a million dancing molecules of liquid and of skin to fit together just so. Left to my own devices. While you are away, I expand to possess this house, claim your anarchic space, with taut sheets, shut drawers, neat stacks, a different way to do the dishes. I'll renounce it on your return, but for now, it's mine, all mine. It's not that I don't love you, I do. It's just that so much gets given away over the years. Increments, so small their departures go unnoticed. I move through quiet rooms, breathing in plates, plants, books, small rugs, even the telephone. Unlike air, these things float down, down into mystery. I exhale it all, remade in my own image. Each day I enlarge my capacity. Soon the piano, its bench full of music. Then the major appliances, the fold-out couch, the floors, the doors, the shingled roof, the walls with their wires, arcing electricity.
These have been poems by Deborah Hutchison on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.